Estuaries like Sarasota Bay are special places where freshwater mixes with saltwater. Life in Sarasota Bay is diverse. More than 1,400 species of plants and animals call the bay home. The bay is especially important as a nursery for young animals that seek seagrass meadows and tangled mangrove roots to protect themselves from predators. I'm Darcy Young, Director of Planning and Communications for the Sarasota Bay Estuary Program. We're a partnership of federal, state, and local governments working with scientists and community members to restore Sarasota Bay's water quality and wildlife habitats. The land area that drains into Sarasota Bay, called the Sarasota Bay Watershed, is highly urbanized. Stormwater runoff from our yards, neighborhoods, and businesses is the largest source of pollution to Sarasota Bay. Pollution degrades the habitats that bay wildlife depend on. For example, nutrient pollution causes algae blooms. Algae blooms reduce the amount of light reaching the bay's seagrass meadows, which need light to survive. In turn, decomposing algae blooms can deplete oxygen levels in the water, which can harm marine life. Bacterial pollution and runoff can make waters unsafe for swimming and fishing. The good news is that we can all contribute to cleaning up stormwater and our bay. You can help by making sure only rain goes down the drain. Reduce your fertilizer and pesticide use. Pick up pet waste, yes, even in your own yard. Check your vehicles for leaks regularly, and make sure that litter goes into the trash or recycling. To learn more about what you can do to help keep Sarasota Bay healthy, visit www.sarasotabay.org. To learn more about bay-friendly landscaping, press 7. To learn more about pet waste and its effects on our waterways, press 32.